Well, I did say last week, we will finish the Holy War, and we will finish the Holy War. So, we are now right at the end of John Bunyan's remarkable book, really. He had such a flair, didn't he, for taking things from everyday life, for turning a story, as it were, with battles and armies, and actually making it so true to life, what it means, well, when we're not a Christian, what that looks like, and then what it looks like afterwards when we are a Christian, and some of the battles that we've been seeing in the Holy War, backsliding and recovery from that. So actually, the last part is one speech. A speech made by Emmanuel as he now is back in the city. The city is rejoicing because he is there, he has returned. And so he makes a speech to his people and sets out a few of the choice thoughts that he still wants to share with them, and which I guess John Bunyan wanted to share with us. And so Emmanuel tells the people how much he loves them and how glad he is that they are his people and that he is reigning there and that they've returned to him. All the sorrow and the sadness that it had caused him because of their departure from him. But now he's got them back. There they are with him. And so he makes his address to them and promises them, actually, he's got another place in mind for them. That while there they are, and he's with his people, and he's going to stay with his people, and he's given his blood for his people, it is so that they can go to another place one day with him. That he has a place in mind, of course, that's heaven. And he's got things there, which you can't tell them everything about it now. We're thinking about heaven, won't we, some months back there in our evening services. But beautiful things, and joyful things, and fellowship, not only with God, but with each other. And all of that, he is promising. I'm going to take you all, he said. Be in that place with me. And this will be a better place than you have here. And it's going to have everything that you need. None of the problems will be there. None of the Diabolonians will be there. None of the things that you have to rely upon at the moment, like faith and relying on the promises of God and living in that way and on relying on experience and how that helps us. You won't need that. Everything there is perfect and good. And everything that your soul could delight in is there. No enemies, no sin, none of it. So he spends quite a bit of his speech telling them about where he wants to take them. That's something, isn't it? We need to remember that's where we're going. We're not staying here. We're on the way. We're travelling, if we're Christians, to heaven. That's where we're going. We're not here for a while. A breath is gone. And we're in glory. Well, at least I hope we are. That's the thing, isn't it? We're looking to that place. So John Bunyan, as it were, through Emmanuel, speaking there in this character to us, to tell us that is the place. That is the place. But then, a couple of warnings. The greatest enemy still to us enjoying the things of God, sin. Sin, that is still our worst enemy before. And if we go down that path there, what do we end up with? Sadness and sorrow and loss of the blessings that Emmanuel has brought back to the city. Remember, it went into its presumption and false confidence, and the result was sadness. And they lost the sense of communion with Emmanuel, and he withdrew himself. Well, that's sin. That's the outcome of that. So he warns them, that is still your enemy. So here you are, there's heaven to come, that is still your enemy. It is still our enemy. Still our enemy. Will be till we die. That will be our enemy. Sin. But he also says this. Well, there are no Diabolonians in heaven, sure. But they are here. And he says, and I'm leaving some in the city. What a thought. We don't like the sound of them, but there they are. They're there. The devil's still prowling around, isn't he? There like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Yes, God hasn't just removed him out the way. Much though we might wish that he had in that sense, but he hasn't. And he explains why. To test us. To make sure that we are on our mettle, that we're watchful, that we're not just coasting along or something like that. That's what happened before, and they ended up in trouble. So the Diabolonians are left there to keep us awake and keep us stirred. And to remind us what we were, and we can look at that and think, that's where we were once under them. We We don't want that again. And so he says, actually, the result will be this. You're brought nearer to me, nearer to my father. Here the Babylonians, they might think they've got an agenda, but they're wrong. They're actually driving you away from sin and closer to God. So I'm leaving them, he said. It's the fact, isn't it, still? Here we are in the world, plenty going on out there, which we would say very emphatically, that's the devil's work. And it drives us closer to God. It makes us desire what he desires more. Because you look at what people out there are thinking and they're doing. Do you know something? You look and you think, I'm just so thankful that is not me. I am so thankful I am not stuck with those sets of ideas and behaviours and where that's all going. It's a disaster. So the Babylonians help us in that way to draw us and drive us, if you like, nearer to God. And so he finishes. And again, he assures them of his love. His love, pure and simple. But that's never going to end, nor be taken away from his people, even though they may have some difficulties to go through. And they've got the Babylonians, and sin is still there to fight. But he will be with them all of the way. And so it finishes, really, with that promise of God's unfailing love towards his people. In the end, there it is. Now reading that, we're going to be thinking about that in a moment. God's compassion. He has compassion on people. He has love. He has that willingness to forgive sin when justice might say no, punishment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And God finds that way, doesn't he, in his Son to rescue us and to set our feet then going towards heaven and preparing that place for all his people. So Bunyan finishes there, reminding us of the great, great love of God, something that he didn't want us to forget, and how wise he was, because that's something we should never, ever forget. So our hymn will tell us that, because it's how sweet the name of Jesus sounds, 123, 123.